said I would, but I got something else planned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so glad that I called on Jesus. He's always there.
We love him. Put your hand together. Praise out God.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We worship the Lord Jesus Christ on this day. We certainly honor the Lord Jesus Christ and certainly to our companion evangelist Jones and all of our pastors, Mr. Gilles Clay, and certainly Pastor Hill and Pastor Leonard and Pastor Bobby and all of you that make up this grand occasion. And certainly always good to look out and see evangelist Witowski. Supported us for a long, long time. It's always great to see her. She's preached here before, beautiful messages, and we've had her, and she's certainly blessed our hearts. So glad to see her, and certainly all of our officials and all the people of God. Amen. We say praise the Lord. I was listening to Sister Ida Smith's daughter, and I was thinking, you know, when before we started this church some 16 years ago, she and Pastor Scott and some of the saints from Bethel, they came, the parents, we walked the streets knocking on doors to get this church started. So amen, so she has done a great work. You're sitting in a place that she helped to go out and win souls for. So we thank the Lord for her, and we certainly are praying for her. Amen. We know that God is going to bless her. In the name of Jesus. Aren't you glad about God? Hallelujah! Now, typically, in our tri-state, tri-city fellowship, usually the host doesn't normally preach. But as the Apostle Paul said, it was laid upon me to do this. I had a talk with a minister who was going to come, and he's from Indiana, and he had been told that he'd been visiting the church up in Vincennes, Indiana. He's from Floyd Knobs, Indiana, and so he'd been visiting that church, and it so happened that the pastor died in that church, and the saints asked him to, you know, come and sort of help them out. So he's been going there about 3 or 4 hour drive, and so he thought he could get somebody to replace him, but he couldn't, so he called and said he couldn't make it. I said, okay, I guess I'd have to get up and say something. And he said, I'm asking the Lord to send somebody to that church. I said, well, maybe he's already sent him. Maybe it's you. He said, God hasn't answered me yet. I said, well, maybe. So, amen. So we prayed for him because, you know, it's difficult lost the leader. And thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you. So we thank the Lord for that. God bless you. What time is it? We're going to get out of here. Now 7 o'clock, so maybe by 7:30 I'll be through. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, I can preach short, in between, long, you know. Hallelujah. Praise God. So tonight, we just want to get into the word of the Lord. And, you know, sometimes when you ask God for a word, and you wonder, is this what the Lord really wants you to speak about? But God always sends a witness. You know, something always happens. You hear something or you see something that reminds you what God wants you to say.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. I listened when I put this text down, and even Ella Hamilton, who spoke this morning, amen, and was part of my text that he had. It's part of my message that he preached. And he preached part of what somebody just testified about. So I guess it may be a good sign that he said, go ahead and do what I told you to do.
Right.
So that's answer to turn your attention to you. It's on the board. You don't have to worry about the turn. Look on it. St. John chapter 2. Not St. John, it's John. But there's no such thing as St. John. I found that out. It's John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. John 2, verses, the gospel according to John 2, verses 1 through 11. And it reads, if you don't mind standing for the reading of the word of the Lord, I would appreciate it. The Bible says, and in the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And mother of Jesus was there. What's important to have Jesus at your wedding? And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto them, him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. And there was set there six water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. And the Bible says, and when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that had been made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants withdrew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and said unto him, every man at the beginning does set forth the good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. Verse number 11. This beginning of miracles did Jesus of Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciple believed on him. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Very familiar text. And we're going to draw from that text a subject entitled, It's About Time for a Miracle. Oh, hallelujah. I said, it's about time for a miracle. Thank you, Jesus. It's about time for a miracle. Now, Webster says that a miracle is an unusual or wonderful event that is believed to be caused by the power of God. Thinking what I want to say, and this miracle is an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs. Glory to God. Are you ready for a miracle? I don't know about you, but I'm looking for a miracle. I think my time for a miracle is right ahead. Hallelujah. I'm not going to miss out on it. Amen. God is still a miracle worker. I don't care how long you've been waiting. Somebody say, amen, I come when you want him. But he's on time. And when God comes in his hand, he's going to have your miracle. Just look forward. Every one of you sitting out there have experienced a miracle. You might not think of it that way, but everybody out there, you'll experience a miracle. But the Bible says, before you were even formed in your mother's womb, God fashioned. He put you together before we even got here, Lord. And that's a miracle, y'all. The miracle of birth, I don't understand it, but you are a miracle. Amen. Look at the capillaries and look at the veins and look at the arteries and look at the muscles and the bone and the heart and the kidney. All of those things running together and all those
I don't know how they don't get mixed up. But every heart knows what it's supposed to do. Every kidney, every liver, every spleen, everything works the way it ought to work. And God put all that stuff together.
Come on,
I don't know about you, but that's a miracle.
That's a miracle.
The Bible says you're wonderful. Wonderful to me. Because God put me together.
Yes,
everybody is a miracle.
Yes.
Listen. Yes. You gotta be looking for the miracle.
Yes.
I don't care how long you've been with. I got some miracles I'm looking for. Hallelujah. And I'm not gonna stop looking until they show up.
Yes.
And I believe it's almost time.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know about you, but what you ought to do, don't turn table, but tell yourself I'm a miracle. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, tell yourself I'm a miracle. And I'm sitting beside a miracle. Glory, and my miracle is on its way. It's time for a miracle. The Bible is full of miracles. You could not stand here and recite them all tonight. We'll be here until next week. But miracles been happening ever since the world been in existence. And I believe that when God can take an old man and an old woman well past the age of childbirth, Lord, and come to them. Oh, when the man is in his 90s and the woman is in her 80s, the upper 90s, the upper 80s, and say in a year's time, you're going to have a son.
Yeah.
And you're going to call his name Isaac. And the wife said, he's so old
friend.
That's what she, I'm paraphrasing. But Sarah said, listen, I don't believe. Sarah said, the Lord, we're going to have a baby in my 80s, and he's almost 100. Sarah laughed, saying, shall I show the bear child? And he said, and the scripture said, is there anything too hard for the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Here was the answer that came back to Sarah. Is there anything I can't do? At the time appointed, he said, I will return unto thee according to the time of her life, and Sarah shall have a son. And Genesis chapter 21 verse 1 said, and the Lord visited Sarah as he said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare a son in his old age, and the set time which God had spoken of him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bore bare, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old. And God commanded him. And Abraham, the Bible says, was 100 years old. Oh, have mercy. When his son Isaac, I'm talking about, it's time for a miracle. He was 100 years old. And can you imagine? Glory to God. 100-year-old man. Walking around passing out lollipops and telling somebody, my wife was in her 90s, had just had a baby.
Yeah.
It wasn't gonna sing all night, but I'm asking to tell lollipop. And it says, my wife just had a baby, y'all, and I'm 100 years old. That's a miracle.
That's a miracle.
Yes,
yes. God can do that. Amen for Abraham. He can do that for you. How long have you been waiting? So age doesn't matter when it comes to God. See, God doesn't age. You age, but he doesn't. Hallelujah. So no matter what the age time is, amen, God can still perform a miracle for you. The Bible says the apostles, amen, perform miracles. In the 5th chapter of the book of Acts, the Bible says in the 12th verse, and said that by the hands of the apostle, were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all in one accord on Solomon's porch. And the believers were whole, were added to multitude. Multitude was added to the church because they believed God. In so much that they brought folk sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches. And at least the shadow of Peter passed over them. And when the shadow passed over them, the sick man jumped up and said, "Well, the blind man said, I can see." They didn't have no oil that laid hand on nobody, but just a shadow. If a shadow can heal somebody, that's a miracle. God is still doing it. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm finishing. The Bible says, and there were folks all around the city. Folks were sick. And they were vexed with unclean spirits. Maybe some of this would be what some folks are going through right now. Maybe they were set an unclean spirit again. And they would heal every one of them. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, all of those believe. Hallelujah. And listen, the Bible says, here's a miracle. Jesus and Peter was going to a city. And in order to go to that city, he had to pay taxes.
Yeah.
And Peter said, we don't have no money. Anybody broke? See, that's a miracle for broke folks.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I said, that's a miracle for broke folks. It's the Bible, y'all. The Bible says Peter and Jesus were going to the city. And Peter said, look, we got to pay some taxes. Well, how are we going to do it? We have no money on us. Jesus said, Peter, let me tell you what you do. You go down by the lake.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Now, this is a miracle, y'all.
Yes, it is.
He said the first fish should come up.
Uh-huh.
Look at his mouth and take the money out of his mouth and go pay the taxes. Lord, have mercy. See, there were two miracles.
Yes.
First of all, this very unusual fish to come up out of the lake on his right.
Yeah.
It's very more unusual for him to have any money in his mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about two miracles.
Yes.
The fish comes up out of the water on his own, and he's got money in his mouth.
Yeah.
So I'm saying to you, if you believe that, and it's in the Bible, and I believe that.
Yeah, I believe it.
If you owe some tax, y'all, hallelujah, put your faith together.
Yeah.
Go down by the lake and tell God, send the fish that you sent to Peter. Let me get some money and pay my tax. Oh, Lord. To live in expectancy.
That's right.
Just believe God.
That's right.
I've been doing it for years and years, and look like nothing working. Hallelujah. But you know, somewhere if you wait long enough, it's going to happen. Because the Bible said that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall not up and weep like you. They shall go on and not be weary. And it shall walk and not faint. Oh, I'm waiting for my miracle.
Yeah.
My miracle is coming. Hallelujah. It's almost here. Listen. Amen. Even deacons all perform miracles.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says in Acts chapter 6, verse 8, and Stephen, who was a deacon.
Yeah.
He was an evangelist deacon. The Bible said he was full of faith and power.
Yes, sir.
He did great wonders and miracles among the people.
Right.
I'm talking about deacons.
Right.
And the Bible said in Acts 19:11, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs of aprons, and diseases departed from them. Holy to God, he just took an apron. Glory to God and gave it to somebody. Oh, Lord. What chemo couldn't do.
Yeah.
será das tuas meninas?
Aleluia!
All the chemo and what are they?
Yeah.
Radiation could do.
Yeah.
A handkerchief did it.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. I just got to give me a handkerchief, Lord. Hallelujah. Chemo had help. Hey, hallelujah. Radiation had help. But Lord, you just give me a handkerchief that's been touched by the divine power of God. I believe some way, somehow, the disease is going to move. It's about time for a miracle. Listen, there was a miracle that caused light, night to turn into day in your Bible. Esther chapter 10, verse 21. That's what God says to Moses. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thine hand toward heaven. That there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. Lord have mercy. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place 3 days. But the children of Israel had light in them. How a miracle was so bad that everybody in the whole city was in darkness. But the saints of God had light. So don't worry about what the world is doing. God can turn your circumstances around and cause darkness to be over that, and you will be standing in the light. Cause riches to be in your place and poverty over there. See, now it's reversed. There's riches over there, and so is poverty over here. But God is saying it's about time for a miracle. It's about time for a miracle. Now, a real miracle would be for me to ask God for $1 trillion. Hallelujah. I said $1 trillion. I don't want $1,000. I don't want you. I want $1 trillion. Hallelujah. And God can drop it in my mailbox.
Yeah.
In the person that you're gonna bring it. Oh, yeah. He can't bring that kind of money.
That's
the kind of stuff God just drops on me. I don't want them drop on me. Hallelujah. God just drops it right out of heaven.
Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord.
You got to be looking forward. You got to get up in the morning expecting it.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel a miracle. See, just like, and you got to get excited about it.
Yeah.
You know what? When husband and wife and expecting a child. Boy, I tell you what, get rid of the time to go to the hospital. They're sitting up there expecting. They're just looking, just expecting me from the doctor. On in, it's time. And you just sit down, you're excited, rolling because I want to see that precious child that's going to be yours to love. Hallelujah. And through the miracle of childbirth.
Yes.
Woo! Oh, what's that?
Hello!
Woo! I mean, that's a miracle, y'all. I don't know. Y'all, women, thank you, Jesus, for it. I don't know how something so big. I don't understand that, y'all. I don't know how something so big. somebody so small.
Yes.
Oh, God. Yes. It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. Nobody can do that for God. So God is saying to as a child being large, come through a small command that appears to the naked eye to be impossible. God says, I don't care how big your problem is.
other things. Because in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I have a victory. In the name of Jesus. And for 40 years, listen, going from having no food to have enough food to add to last 40 years, that's a miracle, y'all. Not only that, the Bible says he gave them clothes for 40 years. They wore the same clothes for 40 years. And the clothes didn't wear out, did not wax off. And they put shoes on their feet. And they wore those shoes for 40 years. And the shoes didn't wear out. Not only that, but the Bible says, neither did their feet get tired. Your feet for 40 years and your feet don't get tired. Can you walk from here to your house with your feet get tired? But for 40 years they walked and the feet didn't get tired. It's a miracle. And then I close. He says the ring did not get old, neither did their feet swim. For 40 years, they had to be around the 84. The rain was waxed not old upon them. Neither did their foot swear for 40 years. Maybe there's some folks sick in their bodies. You got to be can't get well. But it's about time for a miracle. You know what I'm saying? In the Bible, says, there was a man that had a problem. The man could not walk for 38 years. Ooh, glory to God. So he went down by the pool every year. Because certain time of the year, the Bible says, supposedly, angel would come to stir the water, whoever stepped in first would be healed of anything that was wrong with them. So the man had come in for 38 years. I'm going to paraphrase this, but I'm putting myself in the place of that man. Been coming for 37 years. In the 38th year, somebody said to me, Jones, why are you going? I said, I'm going down to the pool. Put your name in there. I'm going down to the pool to get healed. But you've been going there 37 years. Ain't nothing happened. But I'm going to say to that man who tried to discourage me, but it's almost time for a miracle. I'm not looking back at the 37 years that have gone. I can't do this. Anybody, but I believe in my spirit. It's laying there, the Bible said Jesus happened to come by. See, if you keep going to that place long enough, after a while, Jesus is going to come by.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Jesus said, "Would thou be made whole?" He said, "Lord, every time I try to get in, somebody step in before me."
Yeah.
That's not what he asked yet. Made whole.
That's it.
Jesus said to him, "Pick up the baby and walk." And instead of this man falling into the pool or being pushed into the pool, he didn't have to go into the pool at all.
Yeah.
See, sometimes we do stuff, we didn't have to do it at all. Just ask God. Bible said the man, "God, from that place, without even getting into the pool, where he thought his healing was. Where he thought his miracle was."
Yeah, yeah.
See, we're looking for miracles in all the wrong places.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Look unto him who the author and finisher of my faith. I lift my eyes unto the hills who's coming by him.
Yeah.
My help coming from the Lord.
Yes, sir.
The man was made whole. After 38 years. And finally, a woman who had been hemorrhaging for 12 years.
That's a long time. That's a long time, sir.
12 years. See, first of all, that in itself was a miracle. How can a woman hemorrhage for 12 years and still live?
That's right.
See, when we look at the miracle that when she got healed, but look back at for 12 years.
That's right.
She lost blood for 12 years and still lived.
Jesus.
But I think the Bible says she heard that Jesus was coming by.
Yes.
See, you need to stick by fold if you hear that God is coming by.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come to church, you might hear that God is coming by.
Yes.
Come to Sunday school, you might hear that God is coming by.
Yes.
Come to prayer meeting, you might hear that God is coming by.
Yes.
She heard that he was coming by.
Yes.
And the Bible says she made up her mind. I spent all my money. Doctors got all my money.
Yeah.
Instead of me getting better, I'm getting worse.
Yeah.
She said, "I believe her faith kicked in. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I don't care what that devil is whispering in my ear and telling me I'm going to die. And I ain't no use to you going it. Just go on and die, honey. That's all right. The Lord knows, you know, God knows the service you're giving. So, Paul said it's better to be with the Lord. I mean, to live as Christ and die, and you try to strip the roof from me to die. But this woman said, "I made up my mind. I believe that I can just touch the hymn of God. I'll be made whole." He said, "Well, for 12 years." She said, "All right, but it's almost time for my
miracle." Hallelujah.
Some of you have been going through some stuff, and you're almost to your deliverance, but the devil keeps whispering to your ear, "You've done this before, and it didn't work."
He's
going to say, "I ain't going to listen to nobody. I believe if I just trust this." And the woman got close enough, trusted his garment, the Bible said, and instantly, blood condition cried out.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. It was so powerful. The Bible said, "A virtue without a Jesus."
Yes.
He looked around and said, "Who touched me?"
Yes, sir.
Woo! Get rough and rocky sometimes.